Pakistan, another place of strategic importance to the U.S. Pakistan also has one of the highest rates of out-of-school children in the world. Up to 20 million kids aren't getting an education there. Some are forced to work or to help out around the house. But others would love to go to school if they could get there. Reporter Binish Ahmed takes us to a village in Pakistan's rural Punjab region to visit a building where children once went to learn.
There are no desks or chalkboards, but the building has a distinctive structure that betrays its original use as a school. The building is now home to Fatima Walid Qasim and her family of six.
We don't have money to build our own house, so we moved into the school building. If the school reopens, we'll find some other place. But so long as it's an empty building, we'll stay put.
Walid Qasim, who has one school-age daughter, says she'd be happy to leave if the school here in Changar Hakimwala would reopen.
Who wouldn't want their daughters to study? We all do. We want them to get ahead.
For now, Walid Qasim's daughter is learning to read the Quran at a madrasa or Islamic seminary in the village. It's not optimal, she says, but it's something. Her young neighbor, though, says she won't accept good enough. Usma Ahmed Ali says, I don't want to go to a madrasa. I want to study in a proper school. So she does. It takes her an hour to get to school on the back of her brother's motorcycle. There aren't many other options. Few people own cars, and there's no public transportation for hundreds of miles. Ali says she has no idea why the village school shut down, but she knows someone who might. The 14-year-old saunters right into a house down the street, calling out to Rukaya Kashif, or Baji Rani, as Ali calls her. Kashif taught at the school for about a year when it first opened. She quit because of a commitment to a graduate program, but says she doesn't understand why the government didn't hire another teacher to take her place. Kashif says we should see Munir Ahmed, a local landowner. He'll know what's behind the school's mysterious closing.
I gave the land for the school, but it stopped functioning. If it ran, these girls would have had a future.
He doesn't have any answers either.
The government just doesn't pay any attention to us. I know there are other schools and villages that function, but it seems that the government never looked back at us after it constructed this school.
What really baffles everyone is that the small village actually has lots of teaching talent. Rukaya Kashif, the former teacher, claims that many of the men and women have master's degrees. But these days, most girls here aren't even getting through the fifth grade.
We have actually merged some schools. We are now going for consolidation and merger. And as a result of consolidation, there may be some buildings which are redundant.
The offices of the Punjab Department of Education are an hour and a half away from the village in the city of Lahore. Ghassar Rashid heads the schools program for the province from an old colonial-era building. Rashid says the closure of the girls' school is unfortunate, but the government of Punjab has cut back on 4,000 schools in the last 2 years to save money.
We have more than 5,000 schools, and it is not possible that every area can be provided high school. We have to ensure 5 classes in village school and 5 teachers. And we haven't such resources that we can create 5 slots for girls' schools and 5 slots for the boys' school. That's why if there is one boys' school, and that is 2 teachers' school, and one girls' school, that is 2 teachers' school, we have consolidated that school. In this way, at the primary level, there is no gender discrimination.
But while some girls go to the boys' school in Changar Hakimwala for a few years, co-education formally ends at the fifth grade, and many parents expect separate classrooms for girls even earlier. Either way, there's nothing for girls after the fifth grade. Rashid admits that with 3.2 million kids not in school in his province, the system isn't ideal. Rashid promises that the government is trying to get money to create them across the province. But for the moment, in the village of Changar Hakimwala, a whole generation of girls aren't going to get the same education their mothers and older sisters were able to get. For The World, I'm Binish Ahmed.
Vinish reported this story through a grant from the Pulitzer Center on Crisis Reporting.